Welcome to the Knowledge Chamber. I'm your host, Robert Hess. Pretty soon, everyone, I mean everyone, is going to have a Windows Phone 7 device. And here to talk to us about Windows Phone 7 and its potential is Mike Harsh. Thanks for joining me, Mike.
Hey, Robert. How you doing?
Now, what exactly do you do?
I am the program manager lead for the Windows Phone 7 Silverlight platform. So the application platform has kind of two key parts. There's XNA and there's Silverlight. XNA is more focused on building games. Silverlight is more focused on building apps. And I am running the PM team that's working on Silverlight for Windows Phone.
So if people aren't really familiar with the real difference between XNA and Silverlight, I always think of, you know, Silverlight is kind of like if you're a HTML-type programmer, Silverlight kind of works in that direction. You're taking and constructing pages and putting content on those pages and moving around graphically sometimes using Expression Web or Visual Studio or something like that. Where XNA is more, if you're a DirectX programmer writing games and focusing on pixels on screen, XNA is more the focus.
Yeah, XNA is definitely for the not for the faint of heart. It's for hardcore game developers. when you create a new... So, to contrast, when you create a new Silverlight app or on the phone, you see basically either if it's a Silverlight desktop, you know, in browser app, you see your surface and you can drag controls on. In the phone, you see your picture of your phone and you can design surface you can drag controls on. In XNA, you see a basically here's where you put your game loop logic and here's where you put your drawing logic, two functions you fill out.
Old school.
So it's old school game loop programming where you basically, you know, You loop roughly every frame, and you move things around based on timing.
Yeah, well, which is kind of exciting. I mean, yeah. you're not necessarily focused on okay, what is the text rendering engine? How is video done? Stuff like that. You're saying, you know, I own the pixels on the screen.
Yep.
I'm going to tell every single pixel what it does,
exactly.
When it does it, and how it's going to do it.
Exactly, yeah. And that's for game development. That's, you know, when you're kind of hand rolling your own physics and things like that. That's exactly what you want. If you're trying to build an RSS reader, that's probably not what you want. So, you know, there's pros and cons. So your typical data snacking app, you know, your fantasy football app, RSS reader, your Facebook, Twitter app, obviously, you know, Silverlight's going to be a much quicker way to get that accomplished. But if you really need to squeeze the most performance you can out of a kind of a gaming scenario, then that's XNA is definitely the tool for you. Mm-hmm. And especially if you need 3D, XNA is definitely the tool because there's really no 3D option in Silverlight today.
Mm-hmm. Now, and Silverlight, I mean, we've had Silverlight on the PC within the browser experience for several years now. Mm-hmm. I mean, Mix has been all about, you know, basically showing people the next version of Silverlight each year it's coming out practically.
Yep.
Is the Silverlight on the phone the same Silverlight they have on the desktop?
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. That's a key thing. So the Silverlight on the phone is started life off of the Silverlight 3 code base because when we started the project, Silverlight 4 was not done yet. In fact, when we started the project, Silverlight 4 was barely even started yet. So you really have the feature set of Silverlight 3. We've brought a bunch of key things back from Silverlight 4 around networking and a few other things like gestures and input that really are essential to the kind of phone form factor. Another thing to keep in mind is that the phone, the application model on the phone is much more like a full-trust desktop app than an in-browser web app, right? Because you have, you know, a lot of the... Well, first off, you're running full screen. There's no browser host, right? You also don't have the typical limitations that you have inside of a web browser, where you know some of the security policies are there to isolate apps from each other. However, from a let's say networking perspective, you want your phone app to behave as if it's a full desktop app, right? You shouldn't have the same cross domain limitations that you have inside of a browser, right? You're effectively running as if you're, you know, local code. And so a lot of the security restrictions around networking we removed on the phone. So you can basically, you know, make a direct request to any web service, regardless of it, if they really are designed for kind of cross-domain web access. You can call it from Silverlight on the phone.
So it's managed code in the standpoint that the Silverlight model is protecting the code from affecting the device inadvertently.
Yes.
But it also is allowing the application to run like a full true application and giving the programmer access to everything they need.
Yeah. And, you know, again, you're much more like a desktop model. You're being launched by an icon that's you know, from the home screen of a shell versus typing in a, you know, a URL into a browser. So it's much more like a desktop traditional application. Like a native app, if you will, versus a in-browser type experience.
And I also understand we just got through releasing a new version of the CTP set of tools and SDK for the phone.
Yeah, the beta went out 2 weeks ago or so, which has, you know, a
depending
bunch
on what time they watched this, it was 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, exactly. approximately 2 weeks ago since recording. And that really had a bunch of new bug fixes, changes, performance improvements. And since then, we've you know, done even more. So it's really, you know, the majority of the porting work, because it is really the same Silverlight code base, is to make things fast and performant such that if you take your app and your code, you want it to be able to run very quickly on what is much lower end hardware. You have less RAM, less CPU, less powerful GPU, and you still need to be able to make those applications super fast, super smooth. When you're scrolling huge lists, you need to be able to have animations that, you know, don't glitch at all. And we've really spent a bunch of time making sure that that's easy to build for developers.
Mm-hmm. And so since we're using the Silverlight everyone knows and loves, and since we have the developer tools out there that people can download now for free, mm-hmm. to run their applications on, that means people can be starting to develop applications and relatively quickly actually get something that runs on the phone. Well, yeah, let's say you had a simple RSS reader you wanted for your own blog site to let people quickly and easily access your blog. Mm-hmm. How long do you think it would take to write an application like that?
If you're familiar with Silverlight, that's probably a day. Maybe 2 days with testing and, you know, submission process. So it's very, very fast to bang out apps like that. So I definitely think that's something that, you know, if you're of that mindset and you're familiar with Silverlight, you'll be able to crank something out pretty quickly.
Mm-hmm. And for you, the user and a kind of developer, what are the sort of applications you'd like to see on the phone?
Well, so one of the apps that ships with a competitor's device, kind of built in, is a sound recorder, like a voice notes app. I use that a lot, so I'm actually working on one of those apps for the Windows Phone. So, and again, because I'm familiar with Silverlight, something like that is pretty easy to crank out quickly. The biggest limitation I've hit in the past trying to build something around the mix time frame was limitations of the device. There was, you know, some of the drivers weren't ready yet to use the microphone API. So, but of course, once we ship that, those won't be
issues
anymore. So
by holiday season.
Yes. The availability for the phones is holiday this year, so holiday 2010.
So underneath your Christmas trees, you should have a phone.
If you're good.
Yeah, if you're good. from a consumer standpoint, what do you think are some of the exciting things that the phone is going to be providing?
Well, you know, the first thing, if you look at the experience of just the kind of basic shell and the list of apps, it's very different than anything else on the market today. At one of the team meetings, they had this great screenshot where they showed basically, you know, it was a picture of an iPhone, a picture of a Palm Pre, a picture of an Android shell, and I think there was a potential BlackBerry in there too. And they showed the home screen. It was just, they were all this grid of type, you know, of icons, you know, very, very similar. And, you know, the Windows Phone 7 shell is very, it's very different. It's a very stylized approach. It's, you know, looks a lot like the Zune HD. It's flat, but the UI itself is flat, but it's all about the animations and the motion around it. So when you interact with it, everything is moving and flying around, and so it's very hard to capture in a screenshot. But when you play with it, it's pretty immersive. So it's very polarizing as well. Folks, some folks really seem to like it. Some folks tend to take a little longer to like it, but most people at the end tend to have a pretty favorable impression of it. It's also very clean and kind of puts the information forward, which is nice because it's you know really easy to kind of see your whole day and your whole life kind of put together in the home screen. The other cool feature is around music playback in the Zune, so it basically has a Zune HD kind of just put inside of it, and grafted on is, of course, the 3G radio, because it's a cell phone. So, you know, the thing that you could do with the Zune HD over Wi-Fi was basically surf the entire Zune library, assuming you have a Zune pass, and now you can do that over 3G. So anywhere in the world, I'd like to listen to the song, if it's in the Zune library, which a lot of music is, you can just go find it and download it right there. That's very powerful.
Yeah, so it's like on a regular Zune, you're talking about a device with a huge amount of storage on it, or I'm storing my entire CD collection on it, per se, whether it's the hard drive version or the flash drive version of it, where with a phone, you're not going to have that big a storage, but you do have data connection constantly, mm-hmm. and so that means you can play music as though it had a humongous hard drive on it, because you're basically playing over the network.
To use the horrible cliche, your hard drive's in the cloud.
Yeah.
So, you can basically have access to everything in the Zune store via a couple clicks away. It's actually really nice, even if you have you can see what's locally on your device by artists, and then there's a little button that says, oh, show me everything by this artist, and you can just, you know, see everything, you know. You look like a Celine Dion fan, Robert.
I am. Okay. How'd you know?
you click that button there, and it just pops in. You can see all of the wonderful Canadian work that she's done.
Or even like the new work that comes out. So if I've got an old CD, something new pops out, I'll have access to that as soon as Zune gets it.
Yeah, I mean, there's a bunch of different ways to search, and you can access anything anytime. You don't have to have local music, but it's a great way to say, oh, I've got some, I want everything else by this artist, and go play that just with one click. So it's a pretty nice feature to have.
So we got this connection to the Zune features. We also, I understand, have connection to the Xbox features.
Yeah.
How is that going to work?
So there's The other aspect of the phone, which I didn't mention, the user experience, are these things called hubs. And so there's 7 hubs. If you saw Joe's Mobile World Congress kind of preview or introduction of the phone, or if you saw his kind of in-depth drill into it at Mix, or if you've
and I'll put a link to those videos in the description. So look at the description, and I'll have a bunch of links to where you can get more information about this stuff.
Yeah, lots of different ways to see Joe do his thing, which is always pretty compelling. And then also, there's lots of reviews out recently that came out from based on the beta release that the tools were based off. We just talked about there were phones sent out to a set of folks to do some kind of preview reviews, and Gadget, Gizmodo had those, and so they have a bunch of videos as well, so you can see these things in motion. So the other concept is these things called hubs. And so there's kind of the media hub, which is, your Zune. It's got your video and audio stuff there. There's a photos hub, which has, all the photos. And the photos, if you sync up to your Facebook account, all your Facebook photo folders will automatically sync up. You can sync via Zune wirelessly to get, more photos and music. You don't have to actually plug it into your computer. Another hub is the games hub. And so that's basically connected to your Xbox Live account. So you can go there, you punch in your Xbox Live information, all of a sudden your avatar appears on the phone, you can see, friends, you can see, what games you've been playing, you can invite your friends to play games.
You can see your accomplishments, I'm assuming.
Yeah.
So I can show off my accomplishments to you, beat you, man.
You can see your achievement. So if you're all about collecting achievements, you can see that every day on your phone when you wake it up. Is kind of ties your phone to your Xbox Live account, but also other games can take advantage of there's some Xbox Live APIs that games can take advantage of. And so then you can be playing a game on the phone, and you can actually earn achievements while playing, games on the phone, and you can invite your friends to play, some of these other games on the phone as well.
And I assume also, let's say you've got some really massive Xbox game that you're playing on your Xbox, there could be a component that you're dealing with on the phone. So let's say you've got your in-game avatar.
Yeah.
And you want to take and manage what outfit he's wearing or something like that, you could probably manage that from the phone if someone writes.
Yeah, I mean, you can write. Obviously, if a publisher owns both ends of the service, right, they could write a companion app and things like that.
Yeah.
I've heard the XNA guys call those pub games. I'm not sure what that
pub stands games
for. I'm assuming that you take and go play to the pub. It's the pub version. But I could be totally.
That sounds fun to me.
The name there.
Now, one of the things that's really exciting for me, though, I've downloaded the CTP of the developer SDK for the Windows Phone, and I've been having a lot of fun just writing some of my own code and just kind of seeing what I can do. It's kind of exciting, especially with the emulator. And I understand you've got a demo here to kind of show us what the emulator experience is like and how anybody, even without a phone, can actually write
applications. So we've got an app here that someone on the MSDN team wrote, and it's basically kind of an app version view of a lot of the stuff that's in MSDN. It's a great way to navigate, and it's got access to a lot of things, including the aforementioned mixed videos, which is kind of cool. We'll show a demo of that. I would have shown this on my device, but I dropped my device and broke the screen on the way in today. So yeah, it's pretty tough.
Yeah, I suppose you probably know someone that you can call up and get another one.
I sure hope so, because if not, I might be using a test device that has a broken screen for the next few months.
Okay, let's take a look at the demo.
Okay, so let's swap over to the PC here and take a look. Okay, so what we've got here is basically this Visual Studio project, the MSDN app I mentioned, and we've got it running. We've got the emulator up and running. So,
So this is just normal Visual Studio 10.
Yes.
That installing the CTP SDK, install the components, so you can do a file new project and all that sort of stuff.
Yep. And this is
What if I don't have Visual Studio 10?
Regardless if you have VS or not, you install the tooling package. And the tooling package installs there's an Express GUI, an Express edition of the basically just designed for phone development. So there's the Silverlight and XNA kind of templates inside of it. And if you do have Visual Studio 10 installed, it'll also put the phone templates and projects inside of Dev 10, the full kind of pro or.
I can have a non-developer PC. I can go to my mom's house and install the CP for it, and she can start writing Windows Phone applications.
Yes, your mom can, if your mom has a barely enough computer, she can. So what we've got here is the project. I've already deployed it once to the emulator, so I'm not sure if everyone knows, but when you after you've run an app once in the emulator, you deploy it via kind of F5, you can then actually run it again by just clicking the icon. So this is just kind of the Windows Phone shell here with a bunch of the applications are kind of stripped down to give you what you need just for developer. And so we've already run this MSDN app once, so it's here installed, so you can just click it again if you want to run it again. So we'll do that. So here's the app. And again, this is a view on a lot of the different things you can find in MSDN. One of the coolest things.
So right now we are in the code that this person wrote that's running on the phone.
Yes, this is a Silverlight app. So we click videos, and you can see a bunch of different videos, you know, kind of feeds here. And so we'll look at Mix 2010, and then it's going to download the feed of all the different videos. And so this is, you know, there's a bunches and bunches and bunches of videos. So let's see if you can find anything interesting here. Man, there's a lot of these. Let's see if we can find something interesting on Silverlight or the phone. Whoa. Okay, let's watch a Silverlight Media talk in Silverlight Media on the phone. Nice and recursive. So again, the Silverlight for Windows Phone app platform, just like Silverlight and browsers, supports smooth streaming, you know, via the Media Stream Source API. So it's really great to have in-application media experiences. You can pull this together really quickly, and you can reuse all your skills and knowledge from your normal Silverlight media development here. So this, again, we've got, you know, basically just playing back the exact same content that, that Silverlight on the web plays back, just kind of formatted for your screen size, but as far as the text goes, but the video is exactly the same. So we click play, and it goes, and of course, you know, you can rotate the emulator. It's probably going to be easier to rotate the other way. So we can see the video, and the app bar doesn't get in the way. As a developer, you can turn off the app bar. You can make it as transparent as you want. You can change its color. This app right now keeps it up. So what the app bar gives you access to is it's kind of like a context menu for shortcuts. So here we've got, you can email, obviously if you play pause, you can email this, you can post it to Twitter, you can, you know, open it actually in Internet Explorer, or you can open it directly in the local media player on the phone.
And so all this is under control by the developer, the app bar,
yep.
They can take, just like a menu in Windows.
Yep, exactly.
You can take and do what you want to do, make any icons
yep.
you want.
All available through APIs in the app platform.
And how long do you think it took this guy to write this application?
I think he banged it out in about a week or so.
Yeah.
This was the second app he built, though, so this one had it's actually a pretty deep app. There's a lot of different stuff in here, and his learning curve was pretty, you know, it's pretty quick on this one because he'd already written an app. So his other app was, of course, an RSS reader.
Okay. I mean, a lot of the information we're getting from these sort of things are already out there. I mean, you're utilizing the RSS feed that Mix mm-hmm. 10 had available for already, downloading videos. All you're doing
yep.
is reformatting it, relaying it out,
yep.
loading into a data tables, and doing your sorting and junk like that.
Yep.
And which is, I think, a lot of what the phone applications are doing these
and
days.
And all stuff that's really easy to do with managed code okay. in Silverlight.
Now, and what were our sessions like at Mix? So you watch all the Mix sessions using this application. What information could you get?
So as far as the phone goes, there was an entire phone track at Mix 10. So you had kind of, you know, there's the Joe, the kind of ordering as far as the Silverlight ones go. There was the kind of quick overview of the phone as a user. Right, that was the one that Joe Belfiore gave you. It's more of a, you know, here's, I'm a consumer. I use my phone every day. Here's some things about the phone that are great. Then there was Charlie Kindle gave a great overview session about the app platform, kind of everything that's in it. Then there was two kind of deep dive sessions on Silverlight. I gave the first one of those, and Peter Tor gave the second one. So that kind of covers, you know, what APIs are available, access to phone devices, that kind of application model, how it's a little different, things you need to keep in mind if you're writing a phone app, and a bunch of great, you know, great things to going to give you, if you know Silverlight, this is the additional stuff you need to know to basically be a super effective phone app developer. And there's a set of sessions around XNA, you know, talking about the tools, talking about some of the perf tools they have to make those things faster. There's a session on design, so it's basically the idea of the design theme of the phone and kind of where it came from and how to think about that and how to design apps using a similar style. And so that's kind of the sessions they had to Mix, and those are all available, and I'm sure you'll post a link to those.
Yeah, I will make
sure. The video.
And then we just got through announcing that PDC 10 is coming up here in October. Is phone going to be represented at PDC 10?
I'm assuming that it will be. I'm assuming there'll be lots of sessions there on the phone. It's definitely one of the coolest things. Around that time, we'll probably have very close to final versions of the tools, if not the final versions available. So, you know, that will be available for folks to use and play with. So hopefully we'll have a lot of cool things to show there.
Great. Okay. Now, I also understand that Charles Petfold is actually writing a book on how to develop applications for the phone.
I it's the first I've heard of it, but I'm not surprised.
Okay,
Charles wrote a great book on XAML development in general, and I think that you know, those skills and hopefully the text translates very well to the you know, the app platform we've got here, which is also XAML plus code.
Yeah, I mean, Charles is the one that taught me how to write Windows programs. So
yes, he's taught a few people how to do Win32 yeah. In the last few years.
So it sounds like everything people need, the Mix videos, the CTP tools, Charles's book, the upcoming PDC 10.
Yeah, there's not much blocking people from writing apps today. I think there'll be a lot more excitement when people can actually get their hands on the hardware. And, you know, of course, that's what everyone's waiting for in holiday this year. But there's nothing stopping you if you want to kind of get on the gold rush for application development and get that in the App Store the day of launch to start today.
Okay. So, well, thanks, Mike, and I'll have you back later on to talk more about the developing application Windows Phone.
Great. Thanks, Robert.
Well, thanks for joining us. I hope that helped you understand some of the aspects in developing application Windows Phone. Again, as mentioned, I'll make sure I put links into the transcript or the description section of this video that point you out to the mixed videos available to it, as well as Charles' book or any other resources that I think might be available, including downloading the CTP so you or your mom can start developing Windows Phone applications today.